Imagine spending months building a house only to realize you can't add a second floor because the foundation won't support it. This is precisely the situation countless software teams find themselves in, trapped by rigid code that resists change. Martin Fowler's Refactoring, Improving the Design of Existing Code, offers a powerful alternative. Treat code as a living document that evolves continuously. Rather than viewing software design as something set in stone at the project's beginning, refactoring transforms it into an ongoing conversation between developers and their codebase. This approach has revolutionized how we build software, making it possible to adapt systems to changing requirements without starting from scratch. In a world where software must evolve or die, mastering refactoring isn't optional. It's essential for survival. We don't have time to refactor. We need to ship features. This common objection misses a fundamental truth. Regular refactoring actually accelerates development. Think of your code base like your kitchen. If you cook without cleaning, you'll eventually waste more time working around clutter than you would have spent on regular cleaning. When developers skip refactoring to save time, they create technical debt that compounds with interest. Teams soon find themselves spending hours debugging convoluted code and struggling to add features without breaking existing functionality. Fowler's design stamina hypothesis illustrates this perfectly. Poor design provides initial speed because you're not investing in architecture, but that advantage disappears as the system grows. Good design, maintained through regular refactoring, creates development stamina that sustains long-term productivity. Developers spend up to 70% of their time reading code rather than writing it. Well-refactored code communicates its intent clearly, making it faster to understand and modify. As Fowler puts it, any fool can write code that a computer can understand. Good programmers write code that humans can understand. What separates true refactoring from chaotic code cleanup is its disciplined approach. Each change is tiny, behavior-preserving, and immediately verified by tests. This might seem inefficient. Why make 20 small changes when you could make one big one? But this rhythm creates remarkable safety. Refactoring is like replacing a car's engine while it's running. By working in small, verifiable steps, you can transform a system's architecture without breaking it. When extracting a method, you identify code, create the new method, move the code, adjust variables, and test after each step. This approach minimizes the risk of introducing bugs. As Kent Beck notes, this is the difference between being a great programmer and a good programmer with great habits. These small, safe changes accumulate into significant architectural improvements. Like water shaping stone through persistent flow rather than force, continuous refactoring gradually transforms even the most tangled code bases into clear, maintainable systems. Have you ever sensed something was off before identifying what it was? Experienced developers develop a similar intuition about code. Fowler and Beck call these warning signs code smells, and recognizing them becomes a diagnostic superpower. Code smells help developers identify when and where to refactor beyond rigid metrics. Mysterious name indicates unclear functions or variables like process or data. Shotgun surgery reveals when a single change requires modifications across many different classes. Feature envy occurs when a function in one module seems more interested in another module's data, a sign it might belong elsewhere. Primitive obsession reveals our tendency to use basic types when a proper object would better represent the concept, like using a string for a phone number instead of a phone number class. Fowler considers comments a smell, not because documentation is bad, but because comments often compensate for unclear code. Rather than explaining what code does, first try refactoring it to be self-explanatory, like creating a method called calculateTotalWithTax. By recognizing these smells, developers gain a vocabulary for discussing code quality and prioritizing improvements, diagnosing problems before they become critical. There are only two hard things in computer science: cache invalidation and naming things. This industry joke highlights Fowler's core message: names in code matter enormously. The right names transform code from mysterious instructions into a clear narrative. When a function is named for what it does rather than how it does it, readers understand its purpose without examining its implementation. Calculate total revenue communicates purpose better than iterate array and sum. This naming focus reflects a deeper philosophy. Code is primarily communication between humans, not just instructions for computers. Fowler admits to being lazy about remembering code details, deliberately embedding meaning through clear naming and structure. Good names function as self-updating documentation, unlike separate documentation that becomes outdated. Well-named elements create a domain-specific vocabulary that bridges technical implementation and business requirements. When tempted to use generic names like data or manager, ask yourself, what specific concept am I representing? What action am I performing? Those few extra seconds finding the right name will save hours of confusion later. While many refactoring techniques focus on object-oriented concepts, Fowler presents alternative patterns from functional and procedural paradigms, showing that good design transcends programming styles. Combine functions into transform introduces a functional approach where data flows through a transformation pipeline. Instead of modifying objects in place, this pattern creates new data structures with derived information, like a customer report object that adds calculated fields such as lifetime value, making code more testable and comprehensible. Split phase separates complex processes into sequential stages with clear intermediate data structures. Similar to how compilers separate lexical analysis from parsing and code generation, this pattern makes complex processes more manageable. Order processing might use distinct phases for validation, pricing, and fulfillment, each producing well-defined output. These patterns demonstrate that effective refactoring isn't tied to any particular programming paradigm. Whether using objects, functional transformations, or procedural code, the fundamentals remain: clear communication of intent, appropriate separation of concerns, and minimizing duplication. Fowler's most profound insight is how refactoring transforms software architecture. Rather than pursuing perfect upfront design, refactoring enables continuous improvement throughout development. This evolutionary design addresses a fundamental challenge. We rarely understand problems well enough initially to create ideal designs. As our understanding evolves, refactoring allows the design to evolve with it. With refactoring as a foundation, developers can confidently build the simplest working design today, knowing they can evolve it when requirements change. This might mean starting with basic structures and introducing design patterns only as needs become clear. This doesn't mean abandoning architectural thinking. It shifts when that thinking happens. Instead of trying to anticipate all future needs up front, architects can focus on creating well-factored systems that respond gracefully to change. Organizations adopting these practices often deliver features faster, maintain higher quality, and respond more quickly to market changes. They can modernize legacy systems while keeping them operational, or experiment without committing to complete rewrites. In a world of constant change, the ability to evolve systems incrementally without breaking functionality is a superpower. By embracing refactoring as a core practice, we create software that thrives on change.